here with the athletic director, good friend of the program, as well as our radio station, 107.3 WBBL-FM. Joining me, Ryan Schuling, Shafi Abraham, back in our Grand Rapids studios, along with OJ, who you just heard from in our top-of-the-hour update, Kaylee Kramer on site here as our on-site engineer. In addition to that, well, you heard during the update, and nobody rooting harder, I think, for Brady Hoke to get that Central Michigan position than Perk Weisenberger, who joins us right now, athletic director at Ferris State. Perk, good morning.
Thank you, Ryan. Good to have you and the WBBL team here, and welcome to Ferris State University.
It's so great being here. I mean, you look at the type of atmosphere and environment that football established to start this school year, and you look at things in calendar years, but at Top Taggart Field, the success of the Bulldog football program under head coach Tony Anise really got this thing started. And Ferris State Athletics has caught fire since. You've had success in other sports along the way, but to have everything kind of clicking at the same time, it's a very special time for Ferris State Athletics.
Indeed it is. I think it's extremely important to get the school year, the academic year, off to a good start. And this past year, volleyball and football, threw a gallon of gas onto that fire, if you will, and really got it going, which we're extremely proud of. You had Tia on earlier. Her program has been outstanding, and can't find a seat sometimes in our volleyball gym. And, of course, the job that Tony's done and the commitment that he and his staff have made and the way our young men and the people in that program have responded and committed and just gotten better. And you heard it, I think, in talking to Tony weeks ago that two days after we got beaten, knocked out of the playoffs, our guys were right back in there watching film. How do we get better? Let's get going, and they can't wait for 2015.
We're speaking with Ferris State Athletic Director Perk Weisenberger, and you mentioned the success of the football and volleyball teams. And this academic year, it's worth mentioning again, football, men's and women's basketball and volleyball, a combined 43-6. We also mentioned earlier this morning that the student athletes at Ferris State have a higher combined grade point average than the rest of the student body. So you guys are getting it done on the field of play and in the classroom. Is it a mindset? Is it going after the right kids? What do you attribute the success both academically and athletically to? Because it seems like all these student athletes are buying in to give it everything they've got, both in the classroom and on the field, and that speaks volumes about the work you guys are doing there.
Well, thank you. I think, a university, we've got a lot to sell and be proud of at Ferris State University. It's an attractive place. It's a convenient location. It offers a wide variety of academic programs. So it's a great place to come and continue your education. But I think synergy, leadership, commitment, and people, you throw all those factors in, and we've got some outstanding coaches. They recruit outstanding young men and young women. Winning fuels winning and breeds winning. I think we've got some programs that have some campus-wide leaders in it, such as a Jason Vanderlaan and a Courtney Ream with volleyball, and what Andy's doing with the basketball, and not to mention, some golf and some tennis and softball and our programs elsewhere that are doing well. So I think it's the spirit of competing. We're in a very tough and difficult D2 conference. If you'll allow me to exclude hockey, Shafi, at this point in time, but we're an extremely tough D1 hockey conference that has three teams ranked in the top 10 right now. So I think, you get student athletes that want to get better. They want to get their education. They want to excel on the court, ice, field, and off. And you combine that with head coaches that know how to manage young people, know how to love young people, know how to motivate young people. And I think you throw it in there and you mix in some synergy and leadership from the top, from our president on down, and you've got a winning combination. And we're just, we're experiencing that right now. I didn't know it was 43-6 or 43-7, but, that's wonderful, because in the GLIAC, that's difficult to do.
Perk Weisenberger joining us, athletic director here at Ferris State University. That's where we're broadcasting live from on site here in Big Rapids this Friday morning. And again, we appreciate the gracious hosts that the Bulldogs athletic program have proven to be, and no doubt that's no surprise to any of you out there that are familiar with the job that Perk has done here as athletic director. Now, I'm going to ask this next question. It's going to be kind of half joking, but kind of half not. We talked about the success in the GLIAC, the dominance in the GLIAC. There are programs, and over the course of time and history, that reach a certain point and then ascend in the ranks. you got the success in the GLIAC. When is the application for the Mid-American Conference coming?
I'm not sure D1 is exactly where a lot of D1 schools really want to be right now, and I say that with all jokingness, but that's a major, major commitment, and that's not anything that's on our radar screen. Okay. It's great to to say that. I appreciate that. A school like Grand Valley, with all their across the board success, they found their niche, and they like their niche. Fair State's had a niche for a long time, and we're a 130-year-old institution, and we've got a very good niche in the academic world and what we're providing to the state of Michigan and what we're providing for the residents of the state of Michigan and how we feed into the economy and the workforce. So we like our niche. We love our niche. We're just trying to be the best we can be in that niche. But when you have success, you do get that. I mean, I get alums with emails and conversations about, where do we go next? What's our next level, and but if you look at the economics and the enterprise of Division I college athletics, Fair State is doing perfectly fine right where we're at, and that's where we intend to be.
Fair State Athletic Director Perk Weisenberger. Well, 130 years of history, and you're just talking about Division I and the MAC, and you are beating them in a number of areas, specifically social media. And what better way to appeal to young people in 2015 than getting on Twitter, getting on Facebook, Instagram, all of that, and really marketing the brand of Ferris State, the most popular sports logo in the state of Michigan. Ferris State, with more Facebook friends than several MAC schools, including Western Michigan and Eastern. You're just setting record numbers with the website and the Twitter and the Instagram. Obviously, there's been a conscious decision to say, hey, we need to step into the 21st century and get online. Talk about the success of your social media sites and the website and how you're using that as a tool to appeal to young people.
Well, thank you for the question. You got up early to do your homework today, so
always.
I guess so. So I appreciate that. It was a conscious decision when I arrived 4 years ago. I think we were doing well in that area, but we could do better. And of course, the video content on websites and the popularity of video. My wife and I have a 17-year-old and 11-year-old, two boys. So I began to realize a little bit early on how important that is to them, and how you can use that to market and brand and sell. I wish we could, get a buck for every like that we got, but, from a revenue standpoint, it doesn't quite work that way. But it does gives you an opportunity to showcase the highlights, the successes, and again, academically, in the community, whatever it might be. And that's a part of, I think, what Tia spoke about early, too, is we've got a good group of coaches who, talk about being a champion every day of your life, and that's how you do it. If you come to do your best every day in your life, then you're gonna find success. You're gonna have ups and downs, but so we take that philosophy. We use social media to continue to help promote our program, our student athletes, everything that they do. And of course, when you have some success, and maybe my arrival was fortuitous the stage was set for success. Bob Daniels had been here for 18 years and now 22 years we were into the Final Four in my second season that I was here. I don't have anything to do with that. That's just a good group of hardworking young men and an excellent coach. And Tia's programs, her success. Now, I did hire Tony Anise. Tony Anise does nothing but win. And look what he's done and the mindset that he's created. And it goes up and down the board with all of our coaches. But social media has been a point of emphasis. Both of you probably are very familiar, obviously, with Rob Bentley and Dominic Hennig. They do an outstanding job of pushing, marketing, and extolling the virtues of our brand, and we're proud to do it, and we're being received very well out in the community.
Perk, final question. It's a difficult one, but it's kind of a victim of the success of the hire that you made with Tony Anise, and the news that's breaking, I have to ask, it's Central Michigan now without a head coach, and it's being widely rumored out there that they might come after your guy, Tony Anise, as an athletic director. A lot of moving parts. You got to be prepared for any scenario. Have they contacted you about Coach Anise?
No, I have not heard from Central Michigan. Of course, it all unfolded yesterday. I think they're in the process of trying to regroup. An unfortunate timing with that, but it's life in Division I mm-hmm. athletics, and could be life in Division II athletics, depending on how it trickles down. But Tony's success certainly warrants and deserves opportunities, and people are going to look that way. I like the fact that there's a few other names being mentioned out there as well, and, you know, go Brady Hoke.
I was right. I called it for the beginning of the interview and was spot on with that. Perk Weisenberger, athletic director here, thank you so much for your hospitality. We really have a good time out here.
Thank you, Ryan. Thanks, everybody, and we appreciate WBBL being here.